Hello. I know you're anxious to begin using Perfect Filer. File management is one of the most valuable services your K-Pro computer can perform. If you operate a small business, you may have considered cross-referencing your records for easy retrieval. You have probably wished to generate lists of customers indexed by city or zip code. And undoubtedly, you would like to efficiently update your files. Perfect Filer will handle all these functions and more. In the next hour, you will learn to create, add, search, and edit files. We will also discuss how to print reports and sort information by different criteria. Section 1 will introduce you to Perfect Filer. You will be guided step by step through the use of the sample files provided on the Perfect Filer diskette. We will add a name to the sample address list and learn to update information on the disk. Section 2 will discuss creating screen display forms. As an example, we will design an appointment calendar using the spacing templates which are programmed on the disk. A section of the screen form will have the date and time, another section, the address, phone number, and finally, a place will be included on the screen for a message. Once the file itself is designed, we will move on to the process of formatting a report. The heading, page format, record, and sort criteria must all be specified. We will then print a daybook based on the appointment file. By the time you complete this tutorial, you will be able to create mailing lists, account files, and many other record management systems. Before we begin, you will need a formatted blank diskette and a working copy of your original Perfect Filer diskette. Refer to your K-Pro CPM manual or the CPM audio instructional tape for detailed instructions. Turn off your recorder until these steps are complete. Let's begin. Turn on your computer and place the working copy of Perfect Filer in drive A and the blank diskette into drive B. Simultaneously press the Control and C keys to reboot the computer. The CPMA prompt will appear on your screen. Type F-I-L-E-R and press Return. A prompt will appear asking you to enter the drive which contains the database. Type A and press Return. Drive A will whir and the words Individual Member Database will appear at the bottom of your screen. The top of the screen will display a current date message. In the middle of the screen are two options, Date Correct and Change Date. Press Return. Notice that the flashing letter X, which was positioned at the words Date Correct, is now positioned next to Change Date. Press the Backspace key. The flashing X moves back to the Date Correct option. Press Return once more to position the cursor at the Change Date option and type the letter X. The terminal will beep and a prompt will request today's date. At the month prompt, type in the month number. Use two digits for the month. For example, if the month were March, you would type 03. Press Return. At the enter day prompt, type in the day of the month and press Return. Type in the last two digits of this year at the enter year prompt and press Return. The current date will be displayed on the top line. Since this date is correct, type the letter X. The main program menu will be displayed. Notice that the words Individual Member Database are displayed at the upper left-hand corner of the screen. If a different file were stored on the diskette, another name would appear in this corner. Let's review the options which currently appear on the screen. The Access Individual Members option will locate records when using a member's first initial and first three letters of the member's last name. The Generate List option will print a report sorted by several different criteria. The Define Subset and Define List Format options determine exactly how records may be stored and printed out. Since the database and its format have already been set up, let's begin by adding a record. The letter X will be positioned at the option labeled Access Individual Members. Type X to select this option. The message Loading ACCIND will appear on the screen. A new menu of three options will then be displayed. The flashing X has moved beside the words Add a Member. Type X to select this option. The file's screen input format will be displayed. Notice that the item headings in this record have been spread out both vertically and horizontally, just as if they were on an index card filing system. Perfect Filer enables design of the input screen, much as you would arrange forms for a file. The Date Entered field at the lower right-hand corner has already been filled in with the current date. The remainder of the fields on the screen are blank. The flashing underline symbol next to the words first name is referred to as the cursor. This cursor indicates the next position in which a character will appear on the screen. Type JIM and press return. The cursor jumps to a position beside the middle heading. Type the letter Q and press return. The cursor moves next to the last heading. Type PUBLIC and press return. The cursor is now located at the word title. Let's move back to the first field to correct a misspelling of the first name. Locate the up arrow at the right-hand corner of the K-Pro keyboard. Press the up arrow key three times. The cursor will skip back until it's positioned beside the first name heading. The letter J in the first name, Jim, will be flashing. We will change the word Jim to John. Press the right arrow key once. Notice that the letter J remains and that the I is now flashing. Type OHN and press return. The name John has now been entered. Press the down arrow key twice. The cursor will be positioned next to the word title. Type PRESIDENT and press return. At the salutation heading, type John, that's J-O-H-N, and press return. In this file, the salutation field is used to indicate the name which would be typed next to the word dear in a letter. In our example, we will leave the Title II field blank. Since nothing will be entered into this field, press return. The cursor will now be located at the Organization field. Type J-O-H-N apostrophe S space M-O-W-E-R-S and press return. At address 1, type 212 space N-O-R-T-H, space, M-A-I-N, and press return. The address 2 field might be used for a post office box or a secondary address. In this example, we will leave it blank, so simply press return. At the city field, type Deerfield, that's D-E-E-R-F-I-E-L-D. And press return. The individual member database has been designed to accept a state name containing no more than two characters. Let's try entering a longer name. Type M-A-S-S. Notice that the state field will not accept all four characters. The letters M-S will now appear in this field. Type A and press return. The abbreviation MA will be entered into the state field. At the zip heading, type 01342 and press return. At country, type USA and press return. We will leave the other fields on the screen blank for now. Later in this tutorial, we will call up this record and place information in these blank fields. During this tutorial, when you are instructed to type a control character such as Control E, you should simultaneously type the Control and E keys. Type Control E now. The record you have just typed will be added to the current database, and the input screen will be redisplayed. Notice that all fields are blank and ready for insertion of the next record. Press the Escape key or ESC key to exit the input mode. Perfect Filer's Escape command will automatically return the program to the last menu which was used. In this case, it was the Access menu. The flashing X appears next to the words Add a New Member. Press Escape. Perfect Filer will load and display the main program menu. Press Return once to position the flashing X next to the words Generate List / Report. Type the letter X. The words Loading List appear in the upper left corner. A report format menu will be displayed. Several formats have already been designed on the individual member database. Selection of the Members by Name option would produce a printed list which is sorted according to the name of the individual member. Selecting Members by Name / Address would produce a list alphabetized by name and also by address. Type X to select Members by Name. The prompt, Select Subset to List, will appear on your screen along with a list of options. Type the letter X again to select all members in the file. The List Targets menu, which now appears on the screen, operates somewhat differently than the menus we have encountered so far. The flashing X is positioned beside the words CRT on. Type X. The selection is now labeled CRT off. Type X again. This will turn the CRT or screen display back on. The other selections work in a similar manner. To turn the printer on, you would press return to move the flashing X next to the word printer. You would then type X. In this example, we will display the sorted list on the screen only. Press the Escape key. On the List Targets menu, the Escape key operates differently than in any other section of the program. At this mode, the Escape command instructs Perfect Filer to continue with the list procedure. The message Reading Sector will appear. Several example records were added to the practice database when the Perfect Filer diskette was created. Perfect Filer will read all records in the file and will sort them according to specifications you provided earlier. At the Hit Any Character prompt, press the space bar. An alphabetical listing of members sorted by name appears on your screen. Notice your entry, John Q. Public, appears fourth from the top. After the list has been completed, the words Hit Any Character to Continue will appear at the bottom of the screen. Press the space bar. The List Format menu will reappear. Let's sort the file by city and name. Press return twice to position the flashing X next to the words Members by City / Name. Type the letter X. At the Select Subset option, simply type X to include all members in this sort. The List Targets menu will be displayed. Press Escape since everything is correct. The computer will beep. Press the space bar to continue according to the instructions now on your screen. Then type Control S. The Control S command instructs the computer to pause in the display of a listing. Now press any key. You may find it convenient to simply type Ctrl-S again. The listing of records will continue. Type Ctrl-S once more to halt scrolling. The sorted listing will pause at the next record. As you can see, the Ctrl-S pause command can be quite useful when reviewing listings of records on the screen. Press any key to display the remainder of the records. When the last record has been displayed, the Hit Any Character prompt will appear. Press the space bar. Press Escape when the List Format menu appears. Perfect Filer will return to the main menu. So far in this tutorial, you have learned how to enter and edit new records and to sort data by different categories. We will now discuss how to find and update a record which already exists. Let's add a telephone number to the record of John Q. Public. The flashing X will be positioned next to the Access Members option. Type X. The words Access Individual Member will appear on your screen. Press Return to position the flashing X next to the Review or Update option. Type X to select this option. A prompt will now appear requesting a first initial and the first three letters of the individual's last name. Type JPUB and press Return. Had you typed more than four letters, Perfect Filer would display an error message and request that you re-enter the information. John Q. Public's record will appear on the screen, with the cursor resting at the J in the name John. Locate and press the down arrow key. Continue pressing the down arrow key until the cursor comes to rest at the field labeled Home Phone. Type 904 and press Return. Now type 555-1123. These digits will be automatically inserted in their proper positions. Press Return. At the active entry, type X to indicate that Mr. Public is an active member. It is not necessary to press Return. The cursor will automatically move to the Business Phone field. Now type 904 and press Return. Type 555-1221 and press Return. Type Ctrl-E to save this record and exit to the menu. Press Return to move the flashing X beside the Review or Update option. Type X. We will search for the updated record to demonstrate how it has been saved. At the Enter Initial prompt, type JPUB and press Return. The record will be displayed with the Home Phone, Business Phone, and Active fields displayed. Press the Escape key twice to return to the main menu. Now that you are familiar with how to add and update records, let's create a new database. Press Escape to exit the Filer program. The words Warm Boot and the CPMA prompt will appear. Type DIR to obtain a directory of the Perfect Filer diskette. Many of the files on this diskette are formats for listing or sorting records. Others are templates which will aid you in designing a screen input form. Be certain the blank diskette you formatted earlier is in Drive B. The file create.com will set up a format in which to store records in Perfect Filer. Type CREATE and press Return. The Create program will be loaded. At the Enter Database Drive prompt, type the letter B and press Return. The screen will clear and the main Database Generation menu will be displayed. The options Create New Database, Modify Existing Database, and Reinitialize Database Subsystem appear on the screen. Type X to create a new database. At the Enter Name prompt, type SAMPLE and press Return. Note the word sample, which is the name of your database, now appears in the upper left-hand corner. A new set of options appears on the screen. The flashing X is positioned next to the words Define Display Screen. Type X. The screen will clear and the cursor will be positioned at the upper left-hand corner. We will design a form similar in appearance to the input screen on the individual member database. If you make a mistake when designing a screen form, you may delete the field you're working on by typing Control S. Type Control N to position the cursor on the second line.
Type APP OINT MENTS space DATE colon.
To save your time, Perfect Software has developed 7 templates, actual groups of common field names which may be copied into a database. Type Control T to execute the templates command. All 7 template options will be displayed. We will use the date, name, address, time, and phone templates to save time in creating an appointment calendar. The flashing X will be next to the date option. Type X. The template tag prompt will appear. The tag for this item may be any name you choose. We will call it date. Be certain the caps lock key is in the off position. Tags should always be entered in the lowercase mode. It is important that tags be typed in lowercase, because Perfect Filer will not recognize uppercase tags when they are later used in the program. Type DATE and press Return. 6 underlines with 2 slashes will appear. Type Control F 20 times to move the cursor to the right of the date entry field.
Type TIME colon.
Type Control T to enter the templates mode. Press Return when the menu is displayed. The flashing X will move to the time option. Type X. At the Enter Template Tag prompt, type TIME and press Return. The screen form will reappear with a time field now appearing in the middle of the first line. Let's enter item headings for name, address, and phone.
Position the cursor 4 lines down by typing Control N 3 times. Press Return.
Type Control T to view the templates menu. Press Return 4 times. The flashing X will be positioned next to the name prompt. Type the letter X. At the template tag prompt, type NAME and press Return. This time, a series of item headings has been placed on the screen. The name template contains fields to accept first, middle, and last names, titles, and salutations. Type Control N 4 times to move the cursor down 4 lines. Type Control T. Press Return twice. Type X to select the address template. At the template tag prompt, type ADDRESS and press return. Another series of fields will be added to the input screen. Type Control N 6 times. Now type Control T. Press return 3 times to position the cursor beside the phone template option. Type X. At the prompt, type PHONE and press return. A telephone entry field will appear. Type Control F 30 times to move the cursor to the middle of the same line. Type LAST space UPDATED colon. Type Control T. The X will be located next to the date option. Type X. At the template tag prompt, type DTENTER. DTENTER is a special tag which will instruct Perfect Filer to enter the current date into a field each time a record is entered or changed. Press return. Type Control N twice and press return. The cursor will move to the left margin side of the screen. Type comment colon, that's spelled COMMENT colon. Next, type Control I. Control I is the screen editing insert command. A menu of 4 field options will be displayed. The alphabetic field option instructs Perfect Filer to accept only letters in a given field. The numeric field allows only numbers to be entered. A status field will accept only 1 character. We will select the alphanumeric option, which instructs Perfect Filer to accept either letters or numbers in a field. Press return and type X. At the field tag prompt, type COMMENT and press return. Another prompt will appear requesting the length of the field. In the previous fields, length has been automatically entered by the template option. The length of a field is represented by the number of underscores which follow an item name. In this case, the field length will be 60. Type 60 and press return. 60 underscores now follow the comment item name. At this point, design of the screen is complete. Let's save the input format. Press the Escape key to exit to the database menu. Press return 3 times to position the flashing X next to the Save Database option. Type X. The computer will beep and a warning message will appear indicating that any information on the diskette in Drive B will be erased when it is initialized. After making sure the blank formatted disk is in Drive B, press return to begin the database formatting process. Perfect Filer will display a stream of file configurations on the screen and keep you apprised of the formatting on Drive B. Finally, a prompt will appear asking that you enter any key to continue. Press return. When the main menu appears, press the Escape key to reboot the computer. Your new database has been created.